A Senate inquiry into the redress scheme for institutional child sexual abuse has been held in Melbourne, with survivors calling for the cap on compensation repayments to be discarded. Survivors and their advocates say the current $150,000 cap reduces the accountability of institutions. They are instead calling for the Royal Commission recommendations to be enacted in full, saying failing to do so would render the process a waste of time. One survivor of clergy abuse, Andrew Collins, says detailing his past experiences before the Royal Commission has been very painful.
Every time that we spoke up, every time we told our story, we relived it all. You know, and that's one of the things that really hurts so much. Before we decided to speak up, we said, you know what, it'll be short-term pain for long-term gain. Well, it hasn't been. It's been long-term pain for very little gain.
The Royal Commission was an opportunity to hold institutions accountable for the abuse survivors endured as children. But Mr. Collins says he is worried its recommendations are not being implemented.
The fact that the payment has been dropped from $200,000 to $150,000, I think, is just diabolical. That just should not have happened. The ongoing care and support, however, that really needs to be looked at. You know, people need that care and support to help them survive. We've seen far too many deaths, far too many suicides. We need to stop those deaths.
Pedophile parish priest Kevin O'Donnell sexually abused two of Chrissy Foster's daughters. One daughter, Emma, committed suicide when she was 26 years old. Miss Foster says there is hope, though, the findings of the Royal Commission will lead to lasting change.
We trusted the Royal Commission, and I still do, and the recommendations, and that was the answer for the future. It's 5 years worth of effort and analysis, and 1.2 million documents looked at, and there's testimony from all those case studies, and, you know, it's all there in the recommendations to save children in the future.
The Senate inquiry has heard suicide is common among those abused in children's homes and foster care too. While the redress scheme is due to roll out on July the 1st, Leonie Sheedy, Chief Executive Officer of the Care Leavers Australasian Network, says elderly survivors should get interim payments earlier.
People are gravely ill and they're extremely worried that they won't be alive to see the opening of the redress scheme. There's more than one way to harm a child, not just sexually using children. That is extremely damaging. But denying them their human rights, denying them their family, the cruelty, the brutality that was inflicted on children, and to witness cruelty and brutality on children is extremely damaging.
There is also concern about the scheme's transparency and whether victims now jailed for committing serious crimes will be blocked from compensation. The Victorian Aboriginal Childcare Agency's Jeannie McIntyre says the Indigenous community, with its disproportionately high incarceration rates, should not be excluded.
This will impact Aboriginal people in a disproportionate way, in a negatively disproportionate way. Therefore, we think it's systemically racist. They were equal as children who were abused. Therefore, they should be equally eligible for a redress payment.
Chrissy Foster says survivors and their families are now looking for closure.
It's sad that we have to come back and fight again, because we've done all of that. We've got the message through, we've got the recommendations, we've got what is needed to change to make it safe for children, and it's all there in the recommendations, so I just have to do it.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.